every day as a citizen of Texas. But now he is a doctor and he is a congressman, just back from the border. Listen to this commentary.
Well, Griffiths is not a new problem, but the problem has accelerated so significantly under the Biden administration and the rollback of the previous administration's policies, the rollback of the Remain in Mexico policy, the ignoring of the Title II provisions that the CDC directive from 1942, which no longer prevents coronavirus positive children from being brought into this country. The big problem is you've hung the open for business sign on the border, or we're wide open. Open sign on the border, and people are responding. People are coming in. Entirely predictable. The Biden administration knew this would happen because Joe Biden was vice president in 2014 when it happened previously. So what happened then is happening now. It's just so much more. There's so many more people, so many more children involved in this surge.
Your colleague on the other side of the aisle, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, remember, went down and was quite emotional the last time we had a border crisis that was surging, but yet she's now saying you can't call it a surge. Watch this, Congressman.
I want to say, what about the surge? First of all, just gut check, stop. Anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame. This is not a surge. These are children.
Congressman, your reaction.
Children that are being used by those that have operational control of the border, and those are the cartels on the southern side of the border. They are using the children. They are manipulating the situation so that, sure, you always have compassion for the children. The Customs and Border Protection men and women that I encountered, a great deal of compassion for those children. But the problem is you have so many at a time when you have an infectious disease. My goodness, one of the big public health officials the other day said they had a sense of impending doom about coronavirus in spite of the vaccines. Well, you pack all of those children into that tight space and then disperse them throughout the country. The children themselves may not get sick, but they could be carriers of disease for families that then eventually take them in. It is a problem that has to be corrected. Sad thing is, we know the answers. The asylum conditions that we adjudicated with the Central American countries under the Trump administration, the Remain in Mexico policy, and then the Title 42 restrictions that have been put in place for the past year did the trick, did solve the problem. Look, ultimately, there are other solutions. There are bigger problems that are going to have to be solved. But until you take care of this immediate present problem, you can't fix anything.
Dr. Michael Burgess, Texas congressman. I love this guy. He's not only a congressman, he's a doctor, a medical doctor. He's been at the forefront of all kinds of stuff relative to Obamacare over the years. Stay where you are. Coming up, this is one you won't want to miss. Chuck Muth Unleashed. Yeah, this is going to be good. The president of Citizen Outreach. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 531, first check of the traffic cams here. It reminds me of about 14 months ago when, well, things were different, and we do have some very heavy volumes on Interstate 15 as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl area there. Southbound 15 at Oki, North 15 at Flamingo, very slow. You got a crash. It's blocking the freeway on-ramp. That's Interstate 515 northbound at Stephanie there in Henderson. Also do expect some slow flows on the Southern Beltway, 215 east at St. Rose, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. And remember the road work on Interstate 11 southbound. That's at Wagon Wheel. The on and off ramps close nightly at 8 p.m. That's through April 8th.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The coaching staff starting to come together for Kevin Kruger at UNLV, adding former Oklahoma assistant Carlin Hartman. The two worked together at Oklahoma when Kruger was an assistant for his dad, former UNLV coach Lon Kruger. So it is going to be Hartman on staff, and also it has been confirmed that UNLV assistant DeMarlo Slocum is going to be leaving UNLV. He goes to Utah to be part of Craig Smith's new staff that he is putting together there. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are back at it this evening. They are going to conclude their two-game series against the Kings after they beat them on Monday 4-1. This Sports Splash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, every week we have Chuck Muth on. He's the president of Citizen Outreach. He also writes Muth's Truths. And he's come out with another amazing piece of work today, where he goes through all of the races, the midterm races in 2022. And, you know, you say, well, that's off next year. No, the fact is it's here today, and we need to be doing something about it to make sure that when we always say, oh, elections have consequences, that it means that the blue folks, the Democrats, are taking it instead of giving it. Anyway, I had a chance earlier to visit with Chuck Muth, and he's an amazing guy. And I asked him about week nine. Is there any bill that is especially troubling to him in week nine going on up in Carson City? Here he is.
Yeah, the worst that I'm looking at right now is obviously Speaker Fireson's bill that would take all of what was wrong with the election last year and make it permanent. Remember that last summer the bill was AB4 is what it was known as, and they said, well, this is only a temporary thing because of COVID. Well, now they've come back, as expected, and they said, well, we want to make all these things like ballot harvesting and automatically mailing ballots permanent. Unfortunately, they have the numbers. They have the majority in the Assembly and the Senate and a Democrat governor who will sign it. So I think Republicans and conservatives, you can be as unhappy with it as you want. You know, Republicans will fight it, but they don't have the numbers to block it. So I would highly advise grassroots activists, candidates, you can complain till the cows come in, but that's the reality, and you better start making plans to deal with it, because it will absolutely change the dynamic of campaigns for the 2022 election cycle again.
Chuck, I want to ask you, though, and I've asked this of a lot of pretty good political minds, and that is, you know, when it comes to things like ballot harvesting, why can't we create our own grassroots ballot harvesting? Why can't we take advantage of things like at-home voting? Are there methods that we could be using that are better than what the Democrats are using?
Oh, absolutely. Kevin, you should go into the political consulting business, because you already got it, and a lot of these so-called consultants out there still haven't figured this out. It is not a problem. It is a reality, and we better start dealing with it. We can be opposed to ballot harvesting, but if that's going to be the rule that we're going to be competing under in 2022, then we better figure out how to do it effectively. And if we're going to be mailing ballots automatically to everyone, candidates have got to know you cannot wait until the last 2 weeks of the election to start doing your mail campaign to voters. Because by the time your first mail piece hits, a significant number of voters will have already voted without ever hearing from you. It's going to drive the cost of a campaign up, because you're going to have to start early. So candidates, start doing your dialing for dollars now. Don't wait till the last minute. You've got to be able to reach especially the undecided, what we call independent voters. They don't make up their minds until late in the game. They're not like your listeners who are already paying attention. And you've got to be able to hit them with your material and your information at the time when they're making up their minds, which is going to be now 30 days before Election Day instead of 2 weeks before Election Day. So you're absolutely right. There are things that Republicans can do and must do if they want to prevail in 2022 under what is going to be this now permanent election system that we're putting into place.
Is there any evidence, Chuck, that there was a Republican presence among ballot harvesters, that there were folks that were going out and grabbing 10, 15 ballots from a nursing home or a place like that? Is there any evidence that we had any presence like that?
Not that I can point to, which is not to say it didn't happen. I'm sure there are some campaigns, maybe some Republican clubs who did that. I did not see any kind of organized effort from either the Clark County Republican Party or the Nevada Republican Party. And again, it doesn't mean they didn't do it. It just means that it may not have hit my radar screen. I didn't see a lot of social media posts or emails saying, hey, here's what we're doing. Here's how we need to get organized. We have to do what they're doing. I didn't really see a whole lot of recruitment in that. Again, I'm not saying that they didn't do it. I'm just saying I didn't see any evidence of it.
Anything else that troubles you about what you're seeing coming down the line? Obviously, they haven't passed a lot of bills, and that's probably a good thing when you're in the minority. But is there anything else that troubles you, any of the bills going after guns and things like that?
Well, yeah, the gun one, absolutely. We'll get to that one in a second before I forget, because I have my own Biden moments now. The other bills people need to think about and stay involved with is SJR 8. That's the so-called Equal Rights Amendment. It's already passed in the Senate and the Assembly. If the governor hasn't signed it already, I know that he will, and maybe he already has. But this is just a horrible, horrible bill. It's going to cause so much problems in the state. And the only good thing about it is that even though it passed and is going to be signed if it hasn't been already, all that means is that it's going to be on the ballot in 2022. And the odds are most people will simply hear Equal Rights Amendment. How can you be opposed to equal rights, right? It's a sound good, feel good type bill. So our team needs to make sure we start and don't stop letting the public know about all the bad stuff about this bill and hopefully defeat it at the ballot box in 2022.
I want to ask you about this getting
I didn't want to blow you off. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. But I want to ask you about one of the topics that I think a lot of people have been asking about, and that is, when are they going to reopen the legislative building so that folks like you and folks like me can actually go in there and be a part of this process?
Well, there is no doubt in my mind that the original intent before the session started was to keep the public locked out for the entire duration of the session. They would just as soon not have those pesky citizens in there bothering them while they're trying to do their business behind closed doors. Now the talk is that maybe they might open it up on May 1st when the governor relaxes a lot of the other shutdown orders he's issued and allows the counties to start taking control of their own situations. But, you know, and I know you've had her on your show, Assemblywoman Annie Black, she has been pounding them mercilessly to reopen the building sooner. So now there's talk that maybe mid-April they may open the building. We've seen some flexibility or maybe wavering by the Senate Majority Leader, Nicole Canizaro, in an interview earlier this week, suggested that maybe it would open up earlier. So keep those calls and emails going to the Democrat leadership up there. It is making a difference. They do appear to be softening, and the sooner we get that building open, the better.
There you go. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Check out his Muth's Truths. His latest one is comprehensive, and it's all about the races in 2022 and who some of the players might be. People you don't even know right now that you might be voting on for statewide office. Stick around. Lots more to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. And we are not done, ladies and gentlemen. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. In fact, their programs begin at just $199 per month. $199 per month. Call them right now, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I want you to hear, by my accounts, the first of the Biden administration people coming out and trying to defend what they are doing relative to our southern border. Is there a plan? And in this particular case, this was Roberta Jacobson earlier this morning on CNN. And how do we stop the flow of minors across the southern border? This was Roberta Jacobson, a special assistant to the president, and this is her explanation. See if it makes sense to you.
What happens to those kids? How do you reunite them with families? How do you find them somebody in the United States? Because by the day, those facilities are getting more crowded, as you know.
Well, the first thing you do is you accelerate the processing of matching those children to their families. The vast majority of unaccompanied children who come are older children between 15 and 17. They know family members in the United States. Sometimes it's parents, sometimes it's grandparents. And we have re-engineered our system to ensure that that matching, that connection to their family takes place much more rapidly, and that they can then move on from HHS facilities to family members. If they don't have family members in the U.S., they are matched with sponsors, foster families, or other environments that are appropriate for children equally rapidly. So that is what we're doing right now, is making sure that we get these children into a home setting as quickly as possible.
Ambassador Catty Kay with the BBC has a question for you. Catty?
Ambassador, can you imagine any scenario under which the Biden administration decides that it has to reverse the reversal of the policy and send back unaccompanied children? Because however much the president says, don't come at the moment, however much you say the door is not open, the journey is dangerous, the message that these kids are getting in Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala is there is a window now to come. So I don't see how you get out of these large numbers of children arriving if they are on the understanding that if they can cross the border, they will be able to stay in the United States, either in facilities or, better for them, with family members or foster families.
Well, I think there's a couple of things that we do in response. The first is to make sure that we have as robust messaging as the smugglers do. And let's be honest, people who are encouraging unaccompanied children or migration through irregular means are mostly the smugglers, who are agile and who are very loud. So we make sure our messaging is loud that it is not the case. that the border is not open. The second thing we do, though, is we have to understand that these trends are also seasonal. They occur at the beginning of the spring every year. Yes, it is a larger group than usual, but that they will also diminish at a certain point. And the thing that we have to do most quickly is get humanitarian assistance, job training, education, feeding assistance, because there's food insecurity throughout these countries. We need to provide options. That's why we restarted the Central American Miners Program. That's why we are expanding it. That's why we are creating new legal pathways. The number of children and others, families and individuals, will go down because people will have other options, options to stay home and options to come here legally.
That's Roberta Jacobson, a special assistant to President Biden. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt4Nevada.com.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Coming up tomorrow, I'm so excited. What are Republicans doing right now that can lead to the GOP turning the Silver State red in 2022? State Chairman of the Republican Party, Michael McDonald, will tell us. He'll join us just after 3 o'clock. That's tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please, right here on AM 670.